the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The shocking scenes are not suggested for the weak or immature.
The next revolution in music in the 60s was that which was brought about by the arrival of the Beatles. Now, the Beatles I consider to be contemporary music, because contemporary music is what's happening today, and at that particular period, it was the Beatles. Their music I consider to be very good, as well as other musicians thought the same thing, and important because it reflected the youth of the era.
Once again, fans of great 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. It's episode 309. And if you follow the Retrospect Facebook page, you may have seen the warning. This episode 309 is a show entirely about the Beatles. Whether you love them or not, you really cannot deny the influence they had on the stuff we play here on Retrospect. Across the world, the rise of the Beatles spurred young people to form bands, whether that is in the UK and Europe, whether it was over in Japan with the group Sound Scene, or whether it was in the USA So many garage bands, spurred into action by the British invasion, and the fathers of the British invasion were the Beatles. Interestingly, EMI Records, American subsidiary Capitol Records, hindered the release of the Beatles' music in the USA. They declined to issue their music, particularly the first three singles. At the same time, negotiations were happening with VJ Records, which did lead to the release of some of the songs in 1963, but not all of the ones that had been released in the UK. VJ Records prepared the Introducing the Beatles album. That, in fact, was culled from the songs that had previously appeared on the UK release of Please Please Me. Brian Epstein, meanwhile, arranged for a $40,000 US marketing campaign. That led to a little bit of airplay in the States for I Want to Hold Your Hand. That was December 63. Wasn't until 64 that some records were played in New York City. Eventually started to get a little bit of airplay across the States. And eventually I Want to Hold Your Hand sold a million copies, becoming a number one hit in the USA by mid-January. Of course, the real action started in February 64 when the Beatles left the UK, arrived at JFK to around 3,000 people, and then appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, watched apparently by 73 million Americans. So the Beatles invaded the USA, but they also invaded many other parts of the world, including here in New Zealand. So this episode 309 is loosely a tribute to the Beatles, but there's not going to be a single appearance from the Beatles in the show. We've got some really strange covers, some great 60s garage, some great group sounds, some pretty naff novelty tracks as well. But I got the show underway with a band out of Greenwood, Mississippi. Formed 1964, they're called the Gants. Pretty cool cover, actually, of the Beatles' Rain, released May 66 as the B-side of Paperback Writer. Both of those songs recorded during the sessions for the wonderful Revolver album, although neither of those tracks appeared on Revolver. So getting things underway, the Gants with Rain.
That a moral decay is spreading through our country and our society.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Well, here's one from a couple of years later, actually a recording made for BBC Radio in the UK, released on an album called BBC Sessions. This is Jimi Hendrix and The Experience with their version of Day Tripper.
She was a dead
with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 309. This is loosely a tribute to the music of the Beatles. So a short set there, Jimi Hendrix and The Experience, their cover of Day Tripper that was recorded for BBC Radio. Then we had The Moving Sidewalks out of Texas, a 7-inch single from August 68 on Tantara Records. The Moving Sidewalks with their cover of I Wanna Hold Your Hand. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, so far we've had three actual Beatles tracks in this Beatles tribute show. Let's change track slightly. I said we had some pretty naff or pretty cheesy songs through the show. Certainly that's the case with this next set. This band is called Vernon's Girls. They're an English musical ensemble of female vocalists formed at the Vernon's Football Pools Company in 1950s in Liverpool, England. Originally, 16 members are more of a choir, recorded an album of standards. Around 1961, the group reduced their membership to 5, then to 3 members. By 1962, signed to Decca Records, recorded covers of American hits. Charted in USA, though, with the first Beatles tribute album to be released in the States called We Love the Beatles. This is the title track, The Vernon's Girls, with We Love the Beatles.
Who do you like the best, Molly?
Well, I think John's the gay.
I think Paul's fine.
Well, Ringo's a bit of all right, though, isn't he?
Honest George.
Are they honest?
Yeah,
George and Ringo Starr, and everyone in Britain knows how fab they are. We read about them in the papers every day. Yes, we're crazy about the Beatles, and we're glad to say
we love the Beatles. We love the Beatles. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now Johnny is the leader, and he knocks us out. The way he sings the melody on Twist and Shout.
What's a woman's opinion of the Beatles? A young woman's opinion, that is.
I think they're sharp.
Just gorgeous. He's gorgeous. He's got a beautiful nose.
Stay there. The Beatles are in town and they really got a jive for us all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say the Beatles are in town and they really got things on the ball.
I say move, run the moon. I say move, move.
strikes, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
USA. We're gonna be there till the sun comes up at the Beetlewig party. We'll make like John, Paul, and George, and Ringo. We'll sing their tunes like he loves you and like please, please me. Roll over, Faith Cloven, and we'll sing. I saw her standing there. I wanna hold your hand. Woo-hoo! A Beetlewig in your bed is really all that you need. Now shake your head to the pounding beat.
A set of pure cheese there, the Vernon's Girls, top of the set with We Love the Beatles. Then we had the Fondettes, another attempt at an all-female cash-in group based around the Beatles, a trio of American high school girls who recorded just one song. The Beatles Are in Town. What a track. Split single which they shared with a guy called Johnny Hartsman, released by Ahuli Records in 1964. So the Fondettes with the Beatles Are in Town. And then we had the Exterminators. The track's called Beetlewig Party. A video of that one up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The Exterminators, a little known, mostly instrumental group. A lot of kind of anti-Beatles titles. They had Beetlewig Party, also had Beatles Stomp and Stomp Em Out. There was a whole little industry cropped up around the British invasion bands, particularly the Beatles, of kind of parodies and responses. A little bit like those annoying YouTube channels now where everybody just responds to everyone else, tries to outdo each other. So the Exterminators, Beetlewig Party, wrapping that set of very cheesy Beatles tribute tracks.
This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Well, if you're looking for raucous 60s garage punk, I recommend some back episodes of Retrospect rather than this one. Back episodes available at accessradio.org. You can find them at Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe and also rate the episodes. TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Pod Directory. All the good podcasting providers have a bunch of back episodes. We're going to continue with some of these rather cheesy Beatles tributes or Beatles response records that came out after the Beatles arrived in the USA. This one is from a guy called Sonny Curtis, an American singer and songwriter, largely country music, actually a friend and band member with Buddy Holly in Lubbock, Texas. He did release a 1964 album called Beatle Hits Flamenco Style Guitar on L Records. This one is a 1964 release. I don't believe it was on that album, though. This is Sonny Curtis with A Beatle I Want to Be.
Beetle-looking cats standing on the stage. Beetle-looking chicks standing in the aisle. The cats went wow. The chicks said ah. And the whole place went wow. The beetle is a little bitty cool bug. A little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With our kind of money, he makes a lot of money.
The beetle I wanna be. Woo. The beetle I wanna be.
What is that thing on the radio?
American? I don't think so. A little British bug from across the way talks like Southern USA. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With hair kind of funny and he makes a lot of money. A Beatle I wanna be. Ooh, the Beatle I wanna be. Na 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 na. Are coming, let everybody know. One lantern if the land and two if the sea. But what about radio and TV? The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. Well, they're kind of funny and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle I wanna be, ooh, the Beatle I wanna be. Look at that hair, ain't that funny? How come them cats are making so much money? The Beatle invaded from the British Isles, cause we couldn't see the whites of his eyes. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With hair kinda funny and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle I wanna be, ooh, the Beatle I wanna be. Remember what happened when Elvis came? One little wiggle and the whole world changed. So mamas and papas, lend me your ear. Lock up your daughter cause the Beatle is here. The Beatle is a little bitty cool bug, a little bitty cool Liverpool bug. With our kind of funny and he makes a lot of money. The Beatle I wanna be, woo. The Beatle I wanna be. Na 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 na, ooh. Na 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 na, ooh. Where'd you get that haircut, man? Is that one in that pudding basin? Looks kind of like a bone put over your head. Pudding basin.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Don't tell me you can't do it. Come on, come on, make up your mind. There's really nothing to it. Come on, let's try it one more time. I said shake, I mean shake it. Ooh, like John Paul, George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo do. So fine, oh yeah, and now you're mine, oh yeah, I'm happy, so happy all the time. So tell me you can do it, come on, come on, let's work it out, there's really nothing to it, come on, we're gonna jump and shout and we'll shake, I mean shake it, ooh, like John George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo do. Ah! I said shake, I mean shake it.
Scream! I know you think it's grand.
country. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure. I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel happy inside. It's so delicious.
So nice to see you, old boy. Time for your shots? You seem to be nervous, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in that case, perhaps you would prefer to come back and see me tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Oh, well, then you need something. What is it, old chap?
I need a shot of rhythm and blues.
That's not precisely the type of shot I had in mind. However, we could give you some medicine. What would you like?
A taste of honey.
Oh, you are a bit of a clown, Ringo. Well, then, as your doctor, I may give you your preference. Would you prefer that the needle be long or short?
It won't be long, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It won't be long, yeah.
Oh, Ringo, you're such a leg slapper. You look so peaked, though, today. What is your problem?
It's been a hard day's night.
Well, none of us is perfect. Is there anything you would like before we begin?
I want to hug your hand.
Well, I'm sorry. We'll have to get Miss Simpson for that. Come here, Ringo.
Don't come around. Leave me alone. Don't bother me.
John, Paul, George, help me hold this unruly boy.
You really got a hold of me.
That's quite true, we do. But you needn't be so obstreperous. What on earth is it?
I don't like you.
You don't like me? Ringo, my dear boy, why on earth are you mad at me?
I got every reason on earth to be mad.
Well, Ringo, you don't feel we've persecuted you, do you, old chap?
This could only happen to me.
So I turned to Ringo. And I said,
I'll get you in the end. Oh, yeah.
And he said to me,
oh, you can't do that.
Oh, but that silly boy didn't know. I had the needle right there, and I gave it to him, and he yelled,
woo!
And that was that.
Welcome back to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This is our rather unusual episode, paying some sort of twisted tribute to the Beatles. Top of the set, we had Sonny Curtis with a Beatle I Want to Be. Then a band called the Bulldogs. Picture and information of them up on our Facebook page right now. The Bulldogs were an English six-piece band, a Beatlemania tribute band, really. Band members all aged from 16 to 21. Name of the track we had, John, Paul, George and Ringo. That's a 1964 45 from the Bulldogs. Then we had Gene Moss and the Monsters. Picture and information up on our Facebook page again. Gene Moss, a comedy writer and voice actor, lent his vocal abilities to the US Forest Service mascot Smokey Bear for many, many years. Also voiced Roger Ramjet cartoons. It's a September 64 45, although it did also appear on an LP titled Dracula's Greatest Hits. The track called I Want to Bite Your Hand, obviously a parody of I Want to Hold Your Hand, 45 released on RCA Victor, September 1964, Gene Moss and the Monsters. Then we had a guy called Rex Miller, DJ for KLIF in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. A real mashup, that one. All of the song clips used that sound like the Beatles actually recorded by a studio group rumoured to be the Five Americans. Released on ABNAC Records 1965, Rex Miller with a truly bizarre track called Ringo's Doctor. There may be enough cheesiness for you. After this, we've got some global garage.
If
dig what you hear,
yeah,
check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, I promise, Global Garage, these are all tracks by or about the Beatles. Picture of this next band on our Facebook page called Oz Inflixos. They are from Mozambique, together from 66 through to 1971. Tracks from the Oz Inflixos appear on comps like Portuguese Nuggets Volume 4 and also Volume 1 and Volume 2 of the Kazumbi African 60s Garage compilations. So this is Oz Inflixos out of Mozambique with their interpretation of I Feel Fine. Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Hageyama's Hagetaka が私を少しかじったからハシシハシシハシシをあげたのさ。お夢見る旅バラの花をベッドに敷き詰めてジョンとポールが愛し合っている。ハゲ山のハゲタカは私を少し軽蔑して一しし一しし一ししと笑うのさ。夢見る旅タカがラリッタ好きに首玉をキシシキシシキシシと締めたのさ。夢見る旅羽の生えたトイレに股があって空を横が一人飛んでいる。ハゲ山のハゲタカの私は骨をしゃぶりながらハシシハシシハシシと言ったのさ。お愛を込めて。
There's a set of four global garage tracks in this rather peculiar Beatles tribute episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Mozambique band Oz Inflexos, top of the set with I Feel Fine. Then out of Rosario, Argentina, Los Gatos Salvajes, part of the Beat movement inspired by the success of the Beatles and the British invasion in that part of the world. Los Gatos Salvajes with Boleto para Pasear, Argentinian version of Ticket to Ride. Then we have a band called Starlight, version of Day Tripper. I can't find any information about Starlight, but that one is picked up from the Thai Beat A Go-Go Volume 1 compilation of 1960s pop and rock music out of Thailand, released on Subliminal Sounds. So Starlight with Day Tripper. And then finally in the set, Fujio Sunida. It's another truly obscure track out of Japan. The track is called My Beatles, or that's the translation from Japanese text. That's off the Japanese Rockin' Psych and Punk 65 to 71 Psychedelic Man 1960s Garage Beat Pop Music Collection. So tracks from Mozambique, Argentina, Thailand, and Japan. And I've got even more straight after this. Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Here's a band out of Agua Prieta, Sonora, Mexico. They are called Los Epson. Part of the Northern Invasion, which is interesting. We have this British invasion from Europe over into the USA. Down in South America or Latin America, they had a Northern invasion from Mexico down into other parts of South America. Los Epson, out of Mexico, with Ya No Hay Beatles.
Formamos un conjunto y en verdad que es este mucho mejor. ¡Hey, no!
we're pretty much at the end of this week's tribute of sorts to the Beatles. We had Los Epson with Ya No Hey Beatles out of Mexico. Then another Japanese track, The Burns. Their cover of I Saw Her Standing There, written by John Lennon, Paul McCartney, of course. Opening track on the Beatles' debut album, Please Please Me, is released in the UK, March 1963. That one appears on an album called R&B in Tokyo. It's actually a Spanish release from 1969. The Burns, one of those group sounds bands influenced by the Beatles when they played the Budokan in 1966. Hordes of Japanese kids descended on their local barbershops, bearing a photo of their favourite member of the band and demanding a mop top. I guess that's a story told all over the world. So The Burns, I Saw Her Standing There. Takes us to the end of the show. Believe me, I've got enough material to do another couple of these episodes. Let me know if you're interested in that. You can get in touch via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. I would love your feedback on this episode. I know we've steered pretty strongly away from garage punk because, oh, so much cheese in this episode. But wasn't it great? Anyway, I enjoyed bringing it to you. I can do it again. A bunch more material. Love to hear what you think. I'm going to leave you with another one. This is probably the most gimmicky track in this week's playlist. It's from a guy called Don Bowman, released on RCA Victor, an LP, 1966. Country humorist Don Bowman, in fact, known for his cornboard humour and occasional song parodies. This one is a parody, actually, of a song by Lorne Greene. Lorne Greene had a song called Ringo. This one is retitled The Other Ringo by Don Bowman. Seeing out Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast for another week. I'm Phil Gray, your purveyor of finest Beatles cover version, tribute and parody tracks.
Found him in the gutter with a gash in his head. Thought he was dead, but he is alive instead. He is playing his drums and the country music fan. Snuck up behind with a brick in his hand. Cut looked bad, so I combed down his hair. That night I created there Ringo.
Ringo.
The wound healed fast, I'm proud to say. Liked his hair combed down that way. Had to be cut just a little in front. He kept swinging, missing, falling through his drums. Liked it so well he found three other guys. Wore their hair all down in their eyes like Ringo. Together they created a brand new sound. Made girls faint and parents leave town. Tried not to like the music they played. Locked myself in my room for days. Hung Beatle pictures all over my wall. Stopped getting my hair cut. Let it grow long like Ringo's.
Ringo.
Symptoms is there. Knew I was hooked. Ran out and bought all their albums I could. Anybody asked, I denied it, of course. But I sang along until I was hoarse. It is no use, I can tell I'm sick. I'm a Beatle addict. I need to fix some Ringo.
Won't you please, please help me?
I guarded my secret the best I could. But tragedy struck like I knew it would. Word leaked out all over town. My leader, Chet Atkins, had finally found out. They took away my picks and hung up my guitar. Now I guess I'll never be a star like Ringo.
Ringo.
They say I can go home in a month or two. The cure's working fine, but my career's all through. Cut down to just two Beatle records a day and nearly stopped saying yay, yay, yay. But there's not much demand, should have known all along. For a cowboy singer with hair this long, like Ringo's.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.